Welcome to my commentary on 2 Thessalonians. This section, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 13 through 17. Paul has just sort of finished wrapping up his teaching on the Antichrist and the return of the Lord Jesus to earth, and now he's going to encourage the believers here. In verse 13, Paul says, "But we ought always to thank God for you, brothers, loved by the Lord, because from the beginning God chose you to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth." We are saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit. This adds a little bit of a new or different or ongoing dimension to salvation. We know we are saved by faith, not of works, lest anyone should boast. We are saved by trusting in God's grace. Well, here he says we are saved by the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. Salvation in biblical terms can be seen in three ways. We are saved, we are being saved, which Paul is talking about here, and we will be saved. Final, complete salvation comes when Jesus returns to earth, when we get our glorified bodies. So that's what he's meaning here. What he's talking about here is the ongoing aspect of sanctification, salvation. Now, this sounds a bit like predestination. God has chosen you from the beginning. But is it predestination? God has predetermined that all would be saved. He calls all people in one way, shape, or form, or another. Only those who accept his call are saved. Verse 14 here. "He called you to this through our gospel." Our gospel. The gospel Paul taught. The gospel Peter taught. They all taught the same gospel. There are some within the apostolic movement today that believe each apostle has his particular gospel. That's not New Testament thinking. That is false doctrine. There is just one gospel. Peter taught it. Paul taught it, and Apollos taught it, Timothy taught it, and everyone else taught the one and only gospel. So when Paul says our gospel here, it's really in reference to the false gospel that these Thessalonians are being tempted to believe. The false teachers are telling them the day of the Lord has already come. Remember, that's false gospel. Paul's saying, listen, remember our gospel. He goes on to say, "that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." We will share in Jesus' glory when he returns from earth and rules from his throne in Jerusalem. As Revelation says a number of times, we will reign with him. We don't reign with him now. We are servants of Jesus right now. Really, we are like Jesus, or should be like Jesus when he was on earth. He now is no longer on earth. He is Lord. We are still on earth, so we are servants like he was when he was on earth. But when he returns, then we will be lords. We cannot be arrogant and proud of who we are at the present times. We may be king's kids in one respect, but in reality, in biblical reality, we are still servants. We need to remember that. Verse 15, "So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the teaching we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter." Stand fast in the teaching you heard from us, Paul says. Verse 16, "May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father," you see, Paul always links Jesus with God the Father, two separate how would you say it, identities within the Godhead, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope. We are encouraged for eternity. Hope is not like, as I said before, it's not like the world's hope. I hope I win the lottery today, but I probably won't. Our hope in Jesus, in the future, is a certainty, so we eagerly anticipate the certainty that will come. In Christian terms, that is called hope. Verse 17, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. Remember, these people are going through great tribulation and persecution. He says, stand firm in every good deed. We're not just called, we're not just saved to go to heaven. Evangelicals have stressed that point, I think, to the degree that we have almost eliminated the idea that we are called to do good works. Good works don't save us, but good works are what we are called to. Good works that are a result of faith will be rewarded for. Good works that you claim to get yourself saved will be worthless. Whatever the case, we are called to do good works. We're not called to sit on our couches and simply watch TV all evening. We will continue chapter 3 in the next section.